Well, I'm happy to say that standing by to join us, the Honorable Andrew Wheeler, who is the EPA administrator and one of the very few people who the president has put up for a position and actually got it approved by everybody. The Honorable Andrew Wheeler has dedicated his career to advancing sound environmental policies. He began his career during the George H.W. Bush administration as a special assistant in the EPA's Pollution Prevention and Toxics Office, and he's coming to town. He will be here with the Detroit Economic Club at the Motor City Casino on October 22nd. And he's here with us right now on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR, the Honorable Andrew Wheeler. Welcome, sir.
Thank you, Paul. Great to be on your show.
Well, great to have you here. You have been doing this, well, I'll say it, you've been doing this longer than it's been popular to be aware of and careful with our environment.
I have. I started my career when I graduated from law school working as a career employee at EPA back in 1991. So I was a career employee for about 4 years before I worked in the U.S. Senate for 14 years. So no, you're right, I have been doing this for quite a while.
Do you find yourself in a position now as the EPA administrator when you talk about various EPA actions related to, for example, automobile fuel economy standards, updating the lead and copper rules, replacing the Clean Power Plan, and much more? Do you find yourselves explaining and or defending these moves?
I do, and you know, I think that's part of my job, to both explain to the American public. You know, one of the things that I don't think the agency has done really well or consistently over the years is risk communication. We need to do a much better job of communicating to people what is the risk that they face from environmental issues. Sometimes people are concerned about things that they don't need to be concerned about, and other times they aren't concerned about something that really is a risk.
What are some of the things that we are concerned about that we shouldn't be?
I think there's a little over concern on perhaps some of the chemicals that we regulate, and then on the same side, some of the chemicals that we do regulate, people aren't aware enough about, for example. So, I mean, it goes back and forth. Certainly on air pollution, air has gotten a lot cleaner over the last 49 years. You know, today, air pollution is down 74% from 1970. So people are, and particularly environmental groups, are still talking about the, you know, dirty air quality and how bad the air pollution is. But it's actually 74% cleaner than it was.
You know what? We never hear that.
I know. You never hear that. The media doesn't report that. You know, on the water side, back in 1970, over 40% of the water systems failed to meet EPA standards on a daily basis. Today, over 92% of water systems meet our standards every single day. There are certainly other concerns about water that we need to be concerned about and aware of, and we're trying to highlight those, and that's one of the reasons why we came out with our new regulation, our proposed regulation last week on the lead and copper rule. And this will greatly reduce lead exposure through water. You know, lead is a contaminant that people do need to be concerned about. They need to be concerned if they have lead paint in their houses, for example. We're trying to get the lead out of the water. You know, the single biggest regulation that saved the most number of lives on cost-benefit analysis that the EPA has done in its 49-year history was banning lead fuel in gasoline back in the 1970s.
Well,
we got more bang for a buck from that one regulation than any of the other regulations we've done since then.
You know, we've gone through all of this and still go through it with our folks in Flint, but that was really just the first sign. That was the canary that let us know that there was trouble with water all across the country with lead and other issues. Now, when we were the first state to really start to do something about it, but we never get that kind of credit either. But when you say that the water in 1970, 40% of the systems failed the standards, and today 92% of them do meet or exceed it, it's not like we didn't lower the standards, did we?
Well, we actually have tightened the standards over the years. So more water systems are complying with even tighter standards.
Okay.
The standards were much looser in the 1970s, and a lot of water systems, 40%, weren't even able to meet the looser standards in the 1970s. So water quality has gotten much, much better over the years. almost all Americans have safe drinking water every single day. When I say that 92% meet them every single day, that doesn't mean that the other 8% are in non-compliance every day. It just means that they may have a day here or there where they, you know, they trigger one of the levels for one of the pollutants. But we work with those systems, and one of the main things we want to do is make sure that the public that are served by those water systems are aware of any exceedances or aware of any issues or problems, which is one of the main things on our lead and copper rule. We want to make sure that people know about the lead in their water.
Okay. We take it pretty seriously around here, being the stewards of the largest collection of clean water in the world, and so we take it very seriously. We're happy that you take it very seriously as well. Folks can come and see this honorable Andrew Wheeler, EPA Administrator, October 22nd at the Motor City Casino. Go to econclub.org, econclub.org. You'll be talking about deregulation and environmental protection, why updating, streamlining, and modernizing regulations is critical to environmental protection. Thanks for the good news. We appreciate that, Honorable Wheeler. And Look forward to having you come to Detroit.
Thank you very much. Looking forward to coming myself. I was in your hometown, Monroe, last year, looking at the Great Lakes with Congressman Wahlberg. Great Lakes are really important. And I know you're a fan of them, as I am myself.
Well, I'm a fan of Congressman Wahlberg, and I'm from Monroe, Michigan, indeed, and sadly, they had a boil water notice. I don't know, was that today or yesterday? I'm not sure. But anyway, everything's good there. Keep up the good work, sir. And thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
The Honorable Andrew Wheeler, EPA Administrator, here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.